Now, Dave, we got this question actually from someone called Dave in London.
Hello, everyone at Naked Scientists. My name's Dave, and I'm from London. I would like to know what would happen to the Earth if a meteor hit the moon and destroyed it, like the weather and the tides and gravity and stuff. Like, how would that be affected if the moon was destroyed?
Okay, there's two questions there. If a meteor hit the moon and blew it into thousands and thousands of pieces, what would happen to the Earth? The short question is you'd have a nuclear winter. You'd put huge amounts of rock into the atmosphere. It would block out the sun.
It would actually reach us, would it?
If it hard enough to destroy it into millions of pieces, then there'd be enough energy that a significant portion of the moon would land on our atmosphere. You get huge amounts of dust in the atmosphere. All plants would die.
Because some people have suggested that one way to mitigate against global warming is, in fact, to create a cloud of dust by mining the moon and ejecting material into orbit in the same orbit as the moon, therefore creating this sort of buffer against solar influx, and this would cool down the Earth a bit.
Yes, if you completely destroyed the moon, it would be like
that.
It
would cool down a lot.
A billion times over. The Earth would be a very nasty place. The other question is, if you just got the moon and took it away and disappeared it somehow, what would happen? You'd immediately lose the tides because those are due to the moon's gravity. And also on a longer term, there'd be some subtle effects. The axis of the Earth is actually stabilised by the moon orbiting it. The moon's got huge amounts of angular momentum, so perturbations don't have a very large effect on it, and it tends to stabilise the Earth's direction of its axis over millions of years. So if you then waited millions of years, the Earth's axis would rotate, and that could have all sorts of complex effects to the weather and the and life in general. And also not having tides could have all sorts of strange effects on weather, because you're not mixing the oceans, and the oceans move far more energy about the Earth than the atmospheres do.
Thank you, Dave.